This one here, fellas, we got more variety in this one than most of the categories here tonight. It's certainly the most that we have in any of the sports categories, that's for sure. The best sports tradition. So many different ones here. Keep in mind on all of these, excuse me, unless I have it set where it's identical on the wording, these are going to be a little bit different because there are some of these where there are variations but where people meant something. And there's one thing where somebody talks about a part of one tradition, and I had to count it as a separate thing because they weren't talking about the whole tradition itself. So I'll just run through this here. One vote generically for Ohio State. I don't know what that means. I guess just that overall they have the best sports tradition, I guess.
That should be thrown out. that makes no sense.
Well, I'll tell you what. A new member of the Lounge Academy of Arts and Sciences here, your friend Brian, this is a great one. Somebody needed to vote for this. The Lee Corso game head winner. That's a great sports tradition. Recent, but it's a great one.
Yeah, when he brought that up in City Vibe, I was like, oh, good call. Good
that
call.
Is.
You know, of course, you talk about recent. You know, I think it was because he watched it on Saturday. Like, yeah, you know, so, yeah.
Is that a hipster pick?
No, I don't think so.
No, that's not too hip. No, because to me, it's a mainstream thing right now. So it doesn't quite qualify
as
a hipster.
Our entertainment editor, Samantha Jones, who's a full-blown hipster, we're going to get to hers the pick after this next one here. The next one, Super Bowl Sunday. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Hers, okay? The Colorado Rapids, when you go to their soccer games out there, they do Euro football song singing in the stands here. They get they sing the songs for like the Euro soccer clubs. She thinks that's a great sports tradition in her estimation. So,
no one's heard of it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I'm not going to knock it until I try it. I mean, it's probably neat, but I mean, you know, to me, yeah, that's a hipster
pick.
That's
sure.
About as hipster as MGMT Friday night at the Grog Shop.
I'm sure it's just a coincidence that she's heard of it and she happens to live in the metro area
okay,
where it happens.
Go, yeah.
One vote for cheerleading, just basically for prurient purposes, if I know the person who voted for this one. One vote for college bowl games on New Year's Day. I think that was yours, wasn't it, Kyle?
That was. This breaks my streak of four straight winners. I figured,
okay.
You know, I always just, you know, to me, this was tough. This is not surprising me. It was the biggest variety.
One vote for the Lambeau Leap. And
that's good. That's
I've,
good.
When Chad Johnson was threatening to do that in Cleveland a couple of years ago, I very irresponsibly called for somebody to imitate the Monica Seles attacker and
Ooh.
Be ready for him when he came into the stands.
You gotta be ashamed of yourself.
Exactly. One vote for celebrities singing "God Bless America" or the national anthem.
Yeah, Roseanne. That's a great tradition.
Scratching herself. Who needs to see that or think of that again?
Not to be unpatriotic, even though that's how you Republicans like to brand people in this way. The seventh inning stretch at Wrigley is so much better than the national anthem.
It is.
For the celebrity purposes.
It is. By the way, speaking of which, tomorrow being Veterans Day, it's a great day for patriotic people and people who love America. Are you liberals going to be asking for equal time?
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, on that note, I would seriously. I'm going to shock you. I'm going to do an about face here.
Yeah.
You know, my roommate,
yeah.
Ryland, former Marine, God bless him.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I give him the salute. And Chad Repack, if you remember, one of
Very
the
nice.
Finest emailers
yes.
in Sunday Night Submission history. Right now in the Mojave, combing the desert.
Really?
He's been doing a lot of stays at Fort Hood. He will be shipped off next year, and you know, my hat's off.
Good for him.
Yeah.
God bless, man. That's awesome. One vote for Pam from the station here. Pam Rusk voted for the running of the bulls. One vote for
That's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah, and Pam Plona, of course.
Yeah.
One vote for the national anthem before games, generically. One vote for Chris Galloway, who, as I said before, likes to cast the kind of different votes, maybe kind of hipsterish. One vote for the tradition of the Green Bay Packers training camp. I don't know either, Kyle.
That's
don't.
Not even the best Green Bay Packers tradition. I mean, the Lambeau Leap.
Yeah,
I mean, that's,
I know.
That's,
yeah.
That's a little,
nothing like voting for a team's second best
that's a little
tradition.
Toose, yes, yeah.
It is. One vote for drinking with the other team after rugby games.
It's kind of fun. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of good. One vote for dotting the I at Ohio State football games. Now, there were other votes for Script Ohio generically, but I counted that one separately. If you're talking about dotting the I, you're specifically talking about the tuba player going out there, take the cap off, do the bow. I counted that as a vote in and of itself, which is going to be consequential, as you will see later. One vote for the seventh inning stretch. One vote for the hat trick. I like that. You chuck the hats on the ice. One vote for the OSU-Michigan football game. Well, was that yours, Nate?
That was actually mine. You know, I was it was football Saturday when you had me pull my ballot. But
It's all about,
I couldn't think of any great tradition. A lot of stuff just, you know, went flowing by. But, you know, something that was just brought up a few minutes ago, seventh inning stretch at Wrigley, if I could change my vote, I think I'd go to that because that is a great, greater tradition.
Exactly. And all we had was one generic vote for seventh inning stretch, one vote for the Rose Parade, one vote for the Masters. And again, this is another one where I separated this out. There are two votes, as we'll see later, for the Kentucky Derby, but one vote specifically for the singing of my old Kentucky home at the Kentucky Derby. So we're counting that separately. One vote for jumping in the pond before the Ohio State-Michigan game, which we're counting as separate from the Ohio State-Michigan game. One vote. I was the only one. I can't believe this. I realize I'm the only Red Wings honk in the bunch, but how did nobody else vote for chucking octopi on the ice during Red Wings games? You got to love that. It goes back to the 50s, people. Come on. I was the only one.
Such all right. McCarthyism.
Yeah, those were great days, by the way. Those were the days. Two votes here. These are the ones with two. The Texas A&M 12th man yell leaders. Two votes for that. Two votes for the generic proposition of tailgating. Two votes for the Kentucky Derby. Two votes for Script, Ohio at Ohio State games. And the winner, coming on the last ballot this morning, Philadelphia sportscaster Joe Stazak, without even realizing it, on the 32nd ballot, breaking a tie, three votes for shaking hands after the hockey playoff series. They have the skate lines going on either side. They skate by one another. Every postseason NHL series concludes with the handshake line. That one broke it on the last vote, Nate.
Wow. Ask LeBron if he'd like to use that in the NBA. Probably not.
He doesn't believe in post-game handshakes. Kyle, what are your thoughts on that?
You know, that's a good. That's one that I never would have thought of.
Okay.
But it's good. That is a really good one because, you know, kind of, you know, you made a joke and made light of it. Mm. You just don't see that in the other sports. I mean, the
right.
NBA, it's not going to happen, certainly. And, you know, you don't. So, yeah, I like it. I mean, is it the best? I mean, it's kind of interesting that I'm glad Script Ohio didn't win, by the way.
Yeah.
That would have been too Ohio-centric. Once again, you got to consider the makeup of the voters.
Wait till the next category.
Yeah. So, I have no problem. That's good. That's a good choice. That's a good oddball choice. I don't think that would win. I mean, if you asked, 100 people, I don't know how many times that comes up, but that's a good one.
Joining our list of quasi-unlikely winners here, we lift the Dundee Award and induct shaking hands after a hockey playoff series in the NHL. Best college football program here. Yeah, you're going to see the Ohio influence on this one. Chris Galloway with another characteristic hipster pick leading things off here. One vote for Mountain Union.
Hey, they're dominant, man. Dominant.
They are at their level. Tom Denk, who also has cast some of the outlier votes of the evening here, see Manchester United, see Michael Phelps for greatest comeback ever. Keeping it going here with a vote for Navy for the best football program ever.
That's just a bad pick.
Yeah, Army I could get. They won some championships in the 40s, but Navy? Come on.
Yeah, I don't get that either. One vote for the U, Miami. Only getting one vote out of the bunch here. One vote for Texas. That was yours, Kyle, for consistency over time.
Yeah, and I know right now it looks terrible. And, I mean, because after I cast the vote, they were down 39-0 to a nothing Kansas State team, a very mediocre team. So it looks bad right now. But to me, I mean, they're almost always good. I mean, almost always, throughout history, not just the last 25 years, not the first 50 years of college football like Notre Dame. They're always good.
John Makovic is saying, dadgum, that's some bad Texas football right now.
Okay.
One vote for Michigan. That was your vote, Nate.
Yeah, I mean, I hated to cast that vote, but, you know, your eventual winner, what's the scoreboard historically in that matchup? Who's got the most wins in the history of college football? University of Michigan.
Winningest
program. Obviously not the best program.
Yeah, winningest program. I mean, that's easy to see, you know, in that regard. Two votes, and here's where we start stepping up in weight class looking at some of these ones here. Two votes for USC. Again, very strong historically. Heisman's, but that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. Two votes for Nebraska. They've been pretty strong over time. And any program that has had Frank Solich at it at one point in time is a friend of ours, Kyle.
Yes. Sincerely, Court Street.
Yes. Sincerely, the hippies who gave him the GHB at Casa Nueva framed him for drug driving.
Is that what you're working with now?
Yeah. Yeah, they should have given him a hair test. He could have proven it. It was it would be in poor taste for me to slip in an Art Gish joke here. But anyways, the RIP, no, it's all serious. It's RIP Art Gish. Great guy, even if I didn't agree with him. Two votes for Florida. Two votes for Alabama. Three votes for Notre Dame. I was one of the three. And again, if anything shows that I'm not a homer when I vote in these things, that would be it. I got a brother that went there. If you don't think I got a gullet full of all things Notre Dame and touchdown Jesus and whatnot, think again. But I don't know. I had to vote for him. I was between them and the next ones up the ladder here with four votes. And the fact that the second place one had four votes tells you how dominant it was with the winner, Oklahoma. I thought long and hard on this one here, Kyle, and that was one here. The opposing team in the Red River Shootout from the one that you took.
Yeah, and you know, I thought of them too. I mean, okay. To me, those were the two I was thinking of because to me, Michigan, which is the winningest program of all time, my favorite team of all time. They've, you know, their relevancy has kind of waned more than just the last couple of years, I think. Granted, they won that half the national title in 97, but still, and Notre Dame has faded even, they'd started fading even earlier, but Oklahoma's a fine pick. I think it was between Texas and Oklahoma for me. I was very partial to the Red River rivalry.
They were fading even before Rich Rod, sincerely Lloyd with six L's against Trestle.
Yeah, but he beat the Florida team that went on to win a national championship.
Yeah, go figure on that one here. Your winner with 11 votes, and not surprising with an Ohio-centric base here, more than half the votes coming from Ohio. Ohio State winning this thing, going away with 11 votes. Not surprising, but again, given that their history of success has been sporadic, I mean, I understand, you know, I'm Mr. History Snob, but again, Oklahoma, it's a little more consistent throughout time. Boomer Sooner. Oh, that's reprehensible, Paul. Boomer Sooner. Oklahoma. Notre Dame. Michigan. These are programs that have been more consistent over time. I mean, aside from the brief interregnum of Paul Brown prior to Woody Hayes, what the hell ever happened there, Kyle?
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And Chuck Harley, too. Yeah, but come on. Brief periods before Woody got there.
You just have to consider who's – I mean, to me, this is the one that was totally overwhelmed so far. I mean, I don't know what we've yet to see. I mean, granted, when we get a non-sports one, it's not going to become an issue. But that was totally overwhelmed by the makeup of the voters. I mean, to be honest, I don't hate the pick. I'm not surprised at all. Ohio State is one of the premier programs.
They've got to be in the conversation.
Yeah, they're in the conversation. But to me, Oklahoma, Texas, Michigan, Notre Dame – all would have been better choices.
I'm with you. I don't necessarily agree.
And Nate, how many years do the Buckeyes have to win in a row before they're going to take the lead in the Michigan series? What are they, like 24 years down still?
That's true.
Come on.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, they're way down now. Now, granted, you know, if Trestle becomes a cyborg that lives to 150, they'll run that down in the next quarter century. But you know,
it'll
still
take a quarter century.
Yeah, that's true. It'll still take a quarter century to get ahead of their closest rival. So 11 votes for Ohio State. We lift the Dundee, and we induct Ohio State into the Pantheon for best college football program. One more sports one to go. Hard to believe we're almost halfway through these ones here. We're actually on a semblance of schedule, which I wouldn't have believed. This
shocking
next one
how
here.
Things have changed around here.
Exactly. This next one, we only had 9 non-entries on all of the ballots combined. I told you coming in, we averaged like about 15 and a half votes on every ballot. And in as much as there were only 16 votes per, hardly anybody deferred relative to the last couple times. There were 4 deferrals in this category alone. A lot of people just did not care about the best genre of motorsports. But here's what we got for this one here. And frankly, that's what kept the winner from joining the Pantheon within the Pantheon. We do not have any inductees into that yet tonight, the Pantheon within the Pantheon, and this is not going to be the first one. Best genre of motorsports. This is another one. You know what? If I'm going to single out good votes, and I did this before, the same person who cast a late ballot here for Miracle on Ice for the best comeback game ever, same person, new voter in the FDH Academy of Arts and Sciences, Kristen Jackson. I told her I'd put her over for this one, too. Drag racing. That should have gotten at least one vote. I've kind of gotten a little into the NHRA a little more myself. That needed to get at least one vote here. I'm glad she represented it. I couldn't go for it personally because of the one that I prefer. I'm a little bit of a motor racing snob on my preferences, as you will see. But maybe a little bit of a hipster, one might say, Kyle. But I'm glad she voted for drag racing. It had to be done. Much like putting Miracle on Ice in for best comeback game, it had to be done. One vote for Supercross. One vote for Motocross. One vote for, this is Tom Denk, again, with another kind of hipster pick, the Sirico Cup. Volkswagen Eco-Friendly Racing. I had not heard of that before. That's, for anybody Googling this, SCIROCCO, the Sirico Cup.
We're both looking to Paul Belfi saying, please come over here and make fun of this. Please come over here and make fun of this.
One vote for the Sirico Cup for best genre of motorsports. That's Volkswagen Eco-Friendly Racing, Paul.
I'll pass.
That's too big of a slam dunk even for him. One vote for IndyCar. One vote for monster trucks. Really more of a sideshow than anything else.
Yes.
I was the snob that cast one vote generically for open wheel. I love open wheel. I couldn't vote for IRL or Formula One. I like it all. I prefer open wheel than anything else. One vote for NASCAR, but specifically the Dale Sr. era of NASCAR. One of these folks with number three decals on the car here. That was Joe Stazek, Philly sportscaster. You don't think of Philly sportscasters, folks, in the effete upper northeast corridor as longing for the days of Dale Sr., Kyle. But it just goes to show you can't profile anybody these days.
I'll never forget that poster we had, you know, at the old Sports Talk Cleveland studios. Remember that, the old poster?
I
which
think so.
I thought was wholly inappropriate after the fact, by the way.
Too. Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, anything Belfie got his mitts on, you know, you could, inappropriate just goes with the territory. The one vote for the Dale Sr. era of NASCAR. Two votes for dirt bikes. Four votes for Formula One, which you were among the votes for, Kyle.
And don't you like playing dress-up with the people in charge of that organization, by the way?
Nice. Actually, you and Nate got that in common. Oh. That was
absolutely, Rick. It's the fastest sport. It's the most dangerous sport. The racers get paid the most money. The teams make the most money. It's phenomenal worldwide. F1 is the best racing circuit out there. It's not even a debate, isn't it? The best in the United States is the best, and that's the best overall is F1.
It is, and by the way, Kyle, you laugh, but you know, Nazi horrors, that's a very underrated you know, fetish genre. You laugh.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Or so I'm told.
Yeah.
Huddle,
yeah.
Huddle.
Yeah.
Your winner with 14 votes going away here, not quite half, not quite the 16 needed to be in the Pantheon, within the Pantheon, but 14 votes for NASCAR. This is one of these ones like fantasy football winning previously for fantasy sport, Kyle, that should surprise nobody.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I just voted different because I knew it would win. I mean, like, I think I almost deferred, if you have my ballot on there. I think I even said the "if I have to vote" in parentheses. So I almost deferred. So this was no surprise.
Yeah, okay. And thoughts on that, Nate? Would that be in the winner?
Oh, gee, come on. Those drivers couldn't freaking hold a jock to the Formula One drivers. Half of them probably get killed in the first 30 seconds in one of those vehicles.
The left turn circuit, if you will.
Net car. Yeah. I mean, you know, Buckeyes the best football team, NASCAR the best sport. Yeah, thanks.
Hey, the voters don't always get it right. Keep in mind, we crown Nolan Ryan as the best baseball pitcher of all time.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say sincerely the 2000 presidential election, but that's okay. Yes.
You're not going to get into the intent of the voters and the butterfly ballot on me.
No,
now, are
no.
You?
I don't have to. Don't have to. I can just say the popular votes.
God bless Teresa Lepore. That's all I got to say.